Through our various life experiences, current or if you believe in past lives also, we are great about making up stories to help us get through especially difficult times. And as we create stories, we then create a job for an aspect of ourselves to do. And that job may be very perfect for getting us through times of stress or fear, but mostly they are created when we are young. And so they are skills that aren't mature skills. They reflect a three-year-old or a five-year-old. And so although the job gets us through it, we very rarely have gone back to skill that part of ourselves at five or three, thank them and give them a different job, a different experience. In other words, a part of our soul energy gets stuck with a job that we have either outgrown or we, because of being unconscious, we keep being sabotaged by it. It no longer serves us. So this dialogue I call soul integration, and it gives a very easy way for you to identify those aspects of yourself that wake up and step in and start doing a job that you consciously don't know they're doing and wonder why you're feeling a little off. This gives you a way to work with that past decision. And it's very powerful because you don't have to know that, oh, I'm feeling really sad, or you don't have to know like, oh, my thoughts are going in circles. It might be as subtle as I just don't feel right and I don't know why. Or it could be as very physical as my shoulder hurts. And you can still use this dialogue. The way I use it in an audio form is that I have you take a journal or a notepad, and you're going to use the right brain, the left brain. So you're going to start the audio, and with your left brain, you're going to listen and follow the steps and listen to the question. And when a question is given, you stop the audio. Now you shift into right brain and just let whatever come up, come up. And you're not there to decide if that voice is yours, if it's good, if it's the truth. It's a voice, and it's showing up. So just be respectful as you would in a right brain mode. You're not going to edit it or try to change it. Just let it take you where it will. So each question you ask, then you stop, let the right brain kick in, write the answer. When you're finished, click it back on and go to the next question. So here is the dialogue. So find yourself in a very quiet, safe place where you won't be disturbed for maybe an hour. And breathe and let yourself relax. If you need to write or speak what's on your mind and clear the field, and do that. And take another breath and pay attention to that breath. And in that breath, imprint it with a word that would represent your highest experience of life. It might be joy. Or it might be a color, yellow. You're setting a goal, an end result. This is what you want your energy fields to rearrange to. Or it might be a statement. I am experiencing the joy of my life. I am experiencing vitality and peace. So imagine or speak that experience, and then relax and breathe. Breathe in and breathe out to the count of eight. breathe in, breathe out to the count of eight. Just imagine yourself in a very sacred space, and you're going to slide over, maybe on a couch, as if you're leaving room for another person. Breathe and slide over. We would like to talk to the part of yourself that at this moment isn't comfortable in some way. And when you get a sense of that other presence or emotion or energy, let that energy say through you, "I am here." When those words come up, write them down. I am here. Now we're going to dialogue with that aspect. Do you have a name that you would like us to use? Write it down. Where do you reside in my body? Are you of my light, of my life force? The protocol says we will ask that three times. Are you of my light, of my life force? Are you of my light, of my life force? If there is no answer, or the answer is no, then we can assume that this energy is of a parasitic nature. It is not here that it, because it's your aspect, is invading aspect. So I call for the spiritual team, the PTO team, this is not acceptable. Contain, neutralize, and remove this energy configuration back to its home of origin. Back to its home of origin. Just breathe. Allow space when you feel ready. Is there another presence who wants to speak to me about this discomfort? If so, say, "I am here." Do you have a name? Where do you reside in my body? Are you of my light, of my life force? Are you of my light, of my life force? Are you of my life force? If the answer is no or no answer, go back to the previous steps and continue that till you get an energetic voice that says yes. And then we will move forward. What role do you play in my life? And what would happen if you did not do that job? Are you sometimes at rest? What happens in my life that lets you know it's time to become active? What behavior or feelings do you create when you trigger in, when you become active? And how do I respond to that? Can you tell me what happens next? What is the unfolding experience pattern here? Is there anything else you would like to tell me about your job? First, I want to thank you for the information and for the job you're doing. And I want you to slide over to one side and be with my angels and my spiritual friends, because I'm going to go back to where I gave you that job, and then I will be back. I won't leave you alone, and I will not leave you unconnected with me. So breathe, slide over there, and tell me when you feel a presence. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go back in time to a place where you experienced something that determined that you needed this role to be played. Your angels, your higher self knows where we need to go. So you can just relax, go back in time, and tell the story as we ask. So gently breathe. Feel yourself become light like a feather. Breathe and float unattached to any moment, any thought, any emotion. Just breathe yourself free, lifting up into the blue. Going back in time very safely to the count of three. Breathing, you're moving back farther and farther. Farther and farther back, sense the warmth around you. Back to farther and farther back. Three. Now, get a sense. Do you feel that you are inside or outside? Is it day or night? Look down and tell me what you have on your feet and what clothing you are wearing. Are you in a male or female body? What age do you get a sense of being? Look around and tell me what is going on that is causing your feelings. Just observe, write the story. Write the story. Once you finish writing what that aspect of yourself is feeling, ask that aspect, what are you choosing to believe about life on the planet? What are you choosing to believe about love? about God? What are you choosing to believe about people? What are you choosing to believe about yourself? Give space for that aspect to tell you what impact, what belief, therefore, what job descriptions they took on to deal with this. And then we're going to speak to that aspect. Say, I think you gave yourself the wrong message. I want you to look around and you'll see that you're not alone, that you have angels and spiritual guides, even though you didn't know they were there, they are there. So look around and tell me when you see them. Good. Now ask these spiritual beings, did I get the correct message? The answer is yes. Then ask how to reframe that experience to put you in a position of power and clarity. If you didn't get the correct message, ask, what was I trying to understand? Or what skill was I trying to gain? Now, either way, you can go into the situation and say, I am coming from the future. I am coming as the teacher, the adult, the parent, to give a true message. And this is where you'll create a reality statement with the message. For example, I have spiritual guides who surround me always and direct my feet into safe paths would be one example. Create a reality statement that incorporates the message. And then you do the reality shift and move them yourself at that age, in that time. Move them into that new energy, new reality, which also will tag and transform, will be heal the old, so that the situation will have changed. And like dominoes, that old energy falls away and creates an entire new energy path to your present moment. That change might be represented by a word or a color. Just move that color, that word back in time, forward in time, along the timeline. Bring it to the present moment and surround the part that you began with. And you can say to that part, using the name, here is the true message, the new message. And with the reality statement and shift, we release those old job descriptions, move you into this new energy possibility. And you again go through the reality shift in behalf of the one you began with. See them change, take on new skills, new life, new vitality. Then when you come out of this quiet meditative place to the reality shift in behalf of yourself as the conscious being in this bodysuit, bring this new skill into your body, into your heart, into your awareness. And so it is.